Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Look, 7:35 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Mark Howard along with Blaine Bishop, our producer, Jonathan Schaefer. And as you obviously heard, Kevin Ingram in Omaha, where he'll take in the third and deciding game of the College Baseball World Series. All right, time for the numbers game, Titans numbers.
Now, it's time for Titans by the Numbers.
Titans by the Numbers.
Reliving the best moments and memories of the Tennessee Titans by celebrating the men who wore Titan blue.
All right, we'll start with number 35. Slim pickings, but it gets even slimmer. The obvious winner is Robert Holcomb, who was with the Titans from 2002 to 2004. Blaine, that was right after you left, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. His best game was in 2002, the Monday Nighter, the memorable one, when Javon Kearse came back. 10 carries for 85 yards. Titans won that game over the Patriots 24-7. Rich Cody, by the way, had a pick six in that game. But for me, and Robert Holcomb was a good guy, he really was, but it was his fumble in the AFC Championship game right before halftime in Oakland.
Yeah, right.
That to me.
We weren't going to mention that.
You got to, you know, warts and all here. And I remember because earlier in the day, I'm watching Blaine and the Eagles lose to Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
Blaine's enjoying that trip down memory.
Well, I know that, right, but it stuck in my mind because, you know, you're not – I sometimes it gets fuzzy, you know, which guys he played with and which guys he didn't. And I remember 2002 was, you know, that year.
Yeah, I remember it being at Donald McNabb's birthday party, sitting there saying, dang, the day before, we may get to play the Titans.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, both of us lost, so it never came.
And games that could have gone either way.
Yeah. So it was tough sledding there.
But some of the other 35s, Quinton Ganther, who was always a preseason darling. You know, he was a guy who would play a couple, have some good runs, and he's out of Utah, so he had the Kevin Dyson thing going. But that was a guy. He was here for 3 years, kind of a practice squad guy, back of the roster guy, but. You know, had a few moments where the fans are going, we need to see more of Quinton Ganther. Yeah. And it really didn't happen.
What about Perry Phoenix?
He didn't make the list for some reason.
Yeah, he's not even on here for 35.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised about that.
Yeah, Perry Phoenix. Yeah. He was a decent number 35.
He was.
I don't know if he would top Robert Holcomb.
I looked at Mr. Phoenix and his numbers were just a little short.
Yeah, it might have been. Might have been.
Well, Perry, undrafted free agent.
I think that's why I say because he contributed.
He did. Interception against the Ravens in 2000 here.
And he's on the wrong side of the field.
Yes.
Yeah. In the wrong place. It worked out well for him.
It did.
Yeah,
it did.
Out well for him.
But it's Robert Holcomb. Do we have a highlight of Robert Holcomb?
Toss sweep. Holcomb running right, trying to cut. Can't get there. Drives forward. Puts a move onto the two. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown! Doing a lot of it on his own.
All right, number 36. And this is where the debates heat up. Got Mike Eccles out of Wisconsin. He was a Floyd Reese favorite, a cornerback. And again, my greatest memory of Mike Eccles, who's, again, good guy, but blew a coverage late in a game here against the Browns, allowed Dennis Northcutt to blow by him for the game-tying touchdown. Titans lost in OT to Cleveland in that game.
So many of your memories are negative.
That's what he always is. That's what I always tell him. He always remembers the negative. I was like, dang. Is there any positive about any player?
If you're a Titans fan, I'm sure you might remember that game. Michael Waddell, who he had a few moments here. He had a couple of, he was here from 2004 to 2006. A couple of fumble recoveries and an interception as a rookie. And after that, again, slim pickings. Raphael Little, Jamar Love. I don't even remember him. Darren Evans, Khalid Wooten, who was here for a couple of years out of Nevada. But the winner is LeSean Sims, selected by the Titans in the fifth round of the 2016 draft. In his rookie season, 18 tackles, two fumble recoveries, and a pick. Blaney's been a pretty solid player for the Titans. And really, has earned some minutes out there, especially in some of the dime and nickel packages.
Yeah, no question about it. I think he wins by a landslide. Mike Echols, I just think he never had the foot speed to play at a high level. He had some traits to him that were really good, but that one there really kind of broke his back. And once people figured that out, that really kind of hurt him. But yeah, I think Sims wins this in a landslide. He's always been kind of a security blanket at this point. Mitchell, see if he can turn the corner. If he get an opportunity to play a little bit more, we'll see more. But he's still a young player that's gotten better each and every year in the league. So he's been a fourth cornerback that with injury he can start in a crunch and do solid work. So he's building up a resume, whether when he's a free agent, whether he's here or somewhere else. He's going to have a nice little resume.
Well, and you got to like him, especially special because he's come up. Yeah, you're right. Good on special teams. But one of his biggest moments came against those Houston Texans.
Savage looking. Fires deep right side, and the pass is intercepted. Intercepted LeSean Sims to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, and down. LeSean Sims, second career INT.
That's it. All right, straight ahead, we'll go 37, 38, and 39. And I mean 38 will be quick. 7:42 on the wake-up zone on 104.5 The Zone. On the wake-up zone on 104.5 The Zone. Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, our producer, Jonathan Schaefer. We're doing Titans by the numbers. And we are at number 37. Now, number 37 includes some interesting names. Lamont Thompson, who was, I believe, a second or a third round draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals, whom they cut in training camp in 2003.
His rookie year?
His rookie year.
Oh,
he got cut.
And we didn't pick him up immediately, though.
Yeah, they picked him up pretty quickly.
Oh, I thought we got him off some. Okay. Man, I didn't remember that.
And he gave the Titans a mediocre 2003 season. A safety, because another safety who had been there for a long time was allowed to walk away to Philadelphia. But whatever the case.
I wasn't allowed. They cut me.
I know. They're still trying to replace you. And Lamont Thompson butted heads with a few people in the media. Let's just say that. But his poor play resulted in him being, pretty much 1 year and out. Calvin Lowry was a safety out of Penn State. Another guy who they really liked, I know, when they drafted him, but it just didn't work out for him. Substandard play. Another 37, Tommy Campbell, was a great story. Was here for 3 years. Was a janitor, I think, in the Pittsburgh airport. Ended up going to California, Pennsylvania, a small school.
Division II.
Division II. Near you, I would imagine.
Right. Yep. Yeah, way to go, Division II.
But played three years. Yeah. Solid guy, good teams guy. Kalen Reed, Mr. Irrelevant. Was here in 2016. Got a little playing time, but, for a guy who was the last pick in the draft, not bad. And Jonathan Cyprian, who was here in 2017 and essentially in 18, he was out the whole year. But a guy who, when he was healthy, He played well in the playoffs when he came
especially
back from
the Chiefs
injury.
Game. Yes. Those in last four or five games, I remember that regular season when his hammy probably got really healthy. He turned the corner, man. He looked pretty special.
And had a rep as a really good teammate and a good guy to have around.
He was just a good teammate.
Yeah, he was. Classy guy, just classy coming in, classy going out, you know, as far as what he said. But our winner is Dane in Sydney. Who?
Bambi.
Exactly. Explain why they call him Bambi.
Well, I mean, when he first got in the league, he's from UAB, if I can recall.
Yeah, played for Watson Brown.
And he got in the league, you know, and he was a long, lanky, fast guy. And, man, when guys start running by him, he was kind of in shock. So every time he'd, you know, come to the sideline, he'd look like, man. These dudes are fast. His eyeballs would look like a deer, and they would just look like Bambi, and we just start calling him Bambi because he'd just be like, I don't know what's going on out there, but I got my guy. He would always come back to, I got my guy. And so eventually he got onto the football field. Great talent, man. Wow. He fit right into the measurables in the league now today with the long 6'1", and can run. Then he tore his ACL second year, and that really kind of turned the corner for him a little bit going in the opposite direction. He never really – he got back to being really good, but he never had the confidence that he needed to play cornerback in our scheme and system where you're playing a lot of man-to-man, and that knee, it just never really got back to where he was beforehand. But, man, he was an exceptional talent.
But
great
you
guy
remember
too.
He started his first NFL game in his first NFL game at Cincinnati because of injury.
Yeah.
So that was a guy, you know, who got thrown in.
He made the most of his opportunities, no doubt.
He did. And he had his moments, especially one against the Ravens.
Taylor goes wide to the right. Ishmael wide to the left. They're in a straight eye. Gash the fullback. Lewis the tailback. Second and 10. Titans shifting around, showing blitz. Banks dropping. Looking left. Firing ball. Intercepted. Dane and Sydney. He takes a knee in the end zone. Three picks in the quarter. And the Ravens blow another scoring chance in the red zone.
Tried to throw the slant pattern over here to Taylor in the end zone. He got the blitz. They picked it up well. It was just one-on-one over there, Dane and Sydney. And Travis Taylor, for some reason, he threw it behind Taylor and right to Sydney.
Good old Dane and Sydney. And then there's number 38. Or there really isn't number 38. Explain.
No.
I looked down at the sheet. Number 38 vacated, Jonathan.
Wait. Hold. I got a number. I got a guy. It just hit me. He made up. He probably is in the same category as these guys, though.
Who's that?
You got to hear?
Go for it.
George McCullough.
But he wasn't. He was an Oiler, but he wasn't a Titan.
Oh, man. He was a Titan, man. Come on, the technicalities here.
Well, we have to set some rules, Blaine.
Out of Baylor, right?
Yeah, Baylor. George McCullough, man.
Played in Canada.
I swore he was a Titan. He was on the Super Bowl team. I'm sorry. I recall him in the Super Bowl, me and him not lining up correctly. Yeah, and I told him, and he asked me go run out there and guard Isaac Bruce. I'm sorry, Torrey Holt. Yeah, so it was him, because I remember, because he ran to the wrong side of the field.
Well, because the other
– Titan.
The other.
He only had a Titan a year, but he was a Tennessee Titan.
The other 38 that might have been considered, Dan Alexander.
Oh, Dan Alexander.
A running back and a fullback who never touched the ball.
He lives here, by the way.
But he did. I think he's in the real estate business. But Dan Alexander has the most touchdowns ever by a running back in the Arena Football League, or at least at one point he held that record. And do you know who called his record setter? That would be me.
Oh, you were calling the arena games?
I was the road voice of the Nashville Cats.
Oh, you played for the
Cats? That last year, yeah. Played for the Cats. Because there really wasn't anybody else. Tyrone Poole, the immortal Pete Ittersagan out of Wheaton, Al Afalava, and B.W. Webb, who's still in the league.
Yes, he is.
So, 38 vacated.
No. You got any records there for a shake that George McCullough was on the roster?
Well, we will check that.
I'll have to do that on the other side.
Oh, okay. I thought you already had. My bad.
And we'll do number 39. So 7:56 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone.
This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, with Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, and Kevin Ingram.
Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, our producer Jonathan Schaefer, Kevin Ingram in Omaha. And we'll hear his interview with Vandy starter Mason Hickman in just a few minutes, if we can squeeze it in. All right, retroactively, we're going to give George McCullough number 38.
Well, he was in the media guide as 28, and he did change numbers.
Yeah.
But he was, when he became active on the roster, I knew he was in the Super Bowl because he ran lineup wrong.
I think what the media guide says is the year they wore the number and not so much the year they played for the Titans, and that's maybe where we got tripped up.
Yeah. And well, where he was brought back and forth from practice squad to actually on the roster because we kept flipping him back and forth. There was one time we brought him from Canada.
Yes.
I mean, he kept going year after year. It's like he was barely making the roster or barely on the team on the practice squad. So I can see how there's a lot of confusion. And he started off with one number, 28. And I think eventually when he came back, he became 38 when he was active in the Super Bowl.
George had like two or three picks in the preseason. He would always make a play.
Oh, right. You guys would always put in the paper. Oh, he's going to be starting. I used to laugh.
I'll admit, I had a soft spot in my heart for George because he was a real. He was very media friendly.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He was a really good guy. Easy to root for.
Yeah, yeah, no question
about
it. He
needed to stay away from Printer's Alley, though.
Yeah, he was fun to be around. Let's say they had a lot of jokes. We used to joke with him a lot because he would sit on routes, and once people figured out that he wasn't going to, you know, go anywhere deep running with somebody, he would sit on routes so he could get picks. That's all he cared about. And he did it not only in preseason game, but he did it at practice all over the place. Coach was like, why'd you sit on this route? He said, oh, I don't know. I felt it. That would be his answer to every, I felt it.
I find it interesting, though, that your frame of reference, and you were absolutely right, that McCullough played for the 99 Titans was the Super Bowl. For a game you got concussed in, for you to remember that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't. I remember everything that happened before that.
Okay.
Well, the only reason why I remember this play is because everybody ran to one side, and we had a lot of young guys out there. And George ran, and I tried to get him to come back, and I end up on the corner spot going against Torrey Holt. And boy, did I go, uh-oh. I looked to the sideline. I was really considering calling timeout, Schaefer. I was like, this is not a good situation. I said, I'm going to get inside. I'm going to stay inside. I saw Torrey Holt look at Kurt Warner, and Warner look at him like, we got this. I'm like, oh, they're coming. They're coming way.
Dang.
So I get in my stand. I said, don't let him inside. Don't let him inside. We're playing man-to-man press. And he got inside on me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. And then he double caught the ball, gave me enough time to knock it out in the end zone to save a touchdown. And then I think they kicked the field goal.
Football memory like a steel trap, that Blaine Bishop.
But I was really – it won the MF George McCullough at the time. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, where are you going? There's only so many receivers. Where are you going? So it was hilarious, though.
All right, Slim Pickens for number 39. Let's just get that out of the way. It was between Nick Schoemer, of course, out of North Dakota State, and Damon Stafford, who was a seventh round pick out of Nebraska.
He was pretty good.
Who's obscure enough not really to have a highlight. He did have a 33-yard interception return.
Well, I couldn't find the highlight.
In 2014 against the Eagles.
I'll take the blame for that, Mark. I don't know where the highlight went.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, but you know what? He turned into, as time went on, remember his last year? He lost weight. He was moving around. Because before, he was kind of a knockout artist. I forgot about this kid, man. This guy, he could lay the hammer. He got better each and every year he was in the league. And it was funny, man. When he left here, it was over. I mean, it just never panned out. I thought he was pretty solid, at least been on the back end of the roster. But, man, anybody coming here and is a defensive back, I know 39 is not an appealing number. I think you should apply for 39.
Exactly.
Or
39 is available.
Yeah, or 38.
If you only got one guy, and he was really – he didn't even start his whole career, did he?
No.
I think he only started his last two. He's only here for three. But, yeah, I think 38 and 39 or your best bets. You know, maybe even 36, maybe in 37 if you want to talk about Dana City. But, man, I thought, man, 38, 39. Those numbers.
They are what they are.
Yeah, you're like, why you choose that? Oh, well, because those are numbers that are available that I could kind of
exactly
usurp some of the best of all time in Titans history.